The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome to Three Now with Jason and Kevin. I'm Jason, that's Kevin. We're also joined this week by Anthony Cosenza from the Orange and Black Insider. If you're watching us, I know that you've seen everything that he does over there. We are brought to you by CincyJungle.com, SB Nation's Cincinnati Bengals site, and sponsored by Eastgate Smiles Dental Care. Kevin, Anthony, how are you guys doing?
Good.
I'm doing amazing. Good. I'm here with you guys. I'm doing amazing. I see your intros, and I'm like, damn, dude, I gotta up my game for our show intro. Your guys' show intro is killer, and I like ours. You know, you can see some famous faces or whatever on it, but you know, you got the cool music. You got it. The production value is very high. I like it.
Well,
I
thank
like
you a lot. Thank you. Yes. It took like, I remember I made one and I sent it to Kevin, and I spent a lot of time on it, and then Kevin sent me an email back just tearing it to pieces. I was like, no, it's too long. People won't like it. Like, I don't like this part or that part. And I was just like, oh, okay, I'll change it. Like, it was rough. Yeah, it was rough. But so I think what we're going to do this week is, now that the schedule's come out, we're going to go through all 17 games, and we're all going to pick a winner. And we have a nice little way to kind of keep track of what we're going to do. So we'll just kind of kick it off. So starting off, Anthony, you start off, but week one, the Bengals play at the Cleveland Browns Sunday, September 10th at 1 p.m. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, so last year when I did like my schedule predictions for the show and the site, I got absolutely killed because I said I thought that the Bengals were going to split in the division. People are saying, you know, they'll sweep or they'll get four, you know, at least four, if not five wins. And lo and behold, look what happened. Right. So I'm kind of in the same mindset. I just think this division's tough, man. And every time, you know, these teams go up against each other, and the Browns have been the Bengals' kryptonite, I don't like this game. Week one is always weird. You never know who's going to show up, who's not. You don't know who's really kind of had a good preseason, who hasn't, and how that trickles. I mean, this is a game the Bengals should win, I think. Maybe it's time that the Bengals finally start reasserting their dominance over the Browns this year by maybe sweeping them. But, you know, I think the Browns are pretty excited about their new defensive coordinator and where their defense may be headed. I guess I'll say a win, because maybe, you know, that this Browns kryptonite thing won't be in effect because it is week one. So I'll give the Bengals a win there, but I would not be surprised if this was an ugly game with not a result that we all want.
Yeah. Kevin, what about you?
I'm going with a win. I'm going with it for almost the opposite thinking. I'm thinking that it's going to take a little bit for that defense to gel under a new coordinator. I think they're going to be a lot more dangerous the next time we face them. But week one, we have continuity. They don't. We got to come out swinging. I think we take this
one. Okay.
But it is a division game. It's not going to be a fun one.
Yeah. No, it'll be an ugly game for sure. And I do I do think that, well, with a full offseason for the first time in Joe Burrow's career, there's no COVID, there's no recovering from knee injury. There's no recovering from knee injury. There's no appendicitis. This is the
first... doesn't have an appendix anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, exactly. Like, unless it grew back. but it's a full offseason for Joe Burrow. I think that's really valuable in general. But I want to call Bengals a win, but a close one. A close one. I think everyone's wanting them to blow everybody out. I think it's going to be one of those games where they win and we walk away like, ugh. You know what I mean? Like, they need to play better next week. So there we go. All of us 1-0 to start the season.
Okay.
And then we go to week two. Kevin, we'll start with you this time. They come home and they play the Baltimore Ravens. So they're going to start with two AFC North teams back to back. What do you think is going to happen here?
This is where I upset the fans. I think they lose this one.
Okay.
The Ravens face the Texans week one. It feels like they're going to almost entirely be able to ignore that game, at least for a large majority. It feels like they're going to be focused entirely on us while we're facing a division opponent week one. It feels like this is the game. I think the Ravens and Bengals are going to split 1-1, and I think the Ravens are going to come out swinging. That offense got a lot better. And I think they're going to beat us, and it might not look great because they're going to prepare for this for weeks.
Okay. What about you, Anthony?
I think what Kevin said makes a ton of sense. But it being the home opener and it being, you know, in Cincinnati in general, I don't know. I think that this is the one. I do think they split with the Ravens. I think that this is the one that they take, because we'll be talking about another one. I think it's a high profile stage and everything. The next one that we'll be talking about with between these two teams. So I think this one is probably going to be a win. I think it's actually, we could talk about this a little later, but I think it's pretty critical that the Bengals get these first two wins, division games. I mean, you can go 1-1, I guess, in them, but the way that the schedule kind of ends, and there's a weird middle part to it as well. I think it's critical they get these two division wins right away.
I agree. So what? So you think? Are you going?
Go with a win on this one. I'll have them at 2-0 there. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I am going to say 2-0 as well. I do think they're going to split with the Ravens. I think the Ravens are their best, the biggest competition they have for the division. But I think it'll be each team will win at home. So the home opener, Bengals are going to be up. You know, I think they're a better team. I do. I think the Bengals are a better team. I think they're the best team by far in the division. But I think they'll start 2-0. And it'll be the opposite this year as it was last year. What did they – didn't they start 0-2 in the division at the beginning of the year, right?
Yes. So they started the year 0-2.
Right.
I think, yeah.
And it was the Steelers. The Steelers beat them, and then they lost.
Ravens on primetime, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So this time it'll be
– ugly-ass game on primetime. Yeah, yeah.
So this will be better. They'll start 2-0 and 2-0 in the division, get a good start. So then that brings us to week three, their first primetime game. Anthony at home against the Rams in a Super Bowl. What was that? 50 what? What was their Super Bowl they were in? 50. This should be right? Ingrained in my memory. Yeah, 51. 51. Super Bowl 51.
You had me second guessing myself. Yeah. I was like, was it 51? I think it was 51.
Yep. So Anthony, what do you think is going to happen?
I think the Bengals win this one. Yeah. I don't think the Rams are as good as they were when they beat them in the Super Bowl, and it's still pains me to say that phrase out loud, but I don't think the Rams, they have talent. There's no doubt about it, but I don't think they're where they were a couple of years ago. So I think that I don't want to say it's going to be a blowout, but I think this will be a somewhat comfortable win for the Bengals in primetime.
Okay. Kevin, about you?
I completely agree. And I mean, again, blowout, I don't know, but a 2-score margin. I mean, I really do think, especially with me having them lose to the Ravens, they're going to come out swinging. Prime time. The Rams are a shell of what they were. They're rebuilding right now. We take this easy.
I think that it's they're going to get a measure of revenge against the Rams. The Rams kind of sold the future of the franchise a little bit to win that Super Bowl, and they're just not the same team that they were. I mean, you got Matthew Stafford, who's good, and you got Cooper Kupp, who's maybe the best slot receiver in the NFL. They don't have a great defense. Is Aaron Donald playing? I don't even know. Did he come back for this year? Did he call it quits?
Yeah. No, he's there.
He's there. Okay. Well, then maybe the Rams win. No, I think the Bengals will win this one. So I think they start 3-0. Kevin, you have them at 2-1. Anthony's 3-0. And then we go to on the road again to Tennessee, a team they beat in the playoffs 2 years ago, and then Tennessee just turned around and missed the playoffs last year. Kevin, how do you see that game playing out?
Relatively similar. I really do think the Titans are not what they used to be. I know Derrick Henry is going to be Derrick Henry, and it's going to be frustrating. But beyond that, I just don't think the Titans are that much of a threat. This early part of the season, again, I agree with you guys, racking up wins. I think we take the Titans. I think we do it.
Okay, Anthony?
I would be hesitant if this game was actually later in the year. I think this is right around the time, potentially, that the Titans may have a quarterback issue, quarterback change, potentially on their hands. And the Bengals would get this team maybe at an opportune time. I mean, there's obviously a couple different routes their season can go. Tannehill could catch lightning in a bottle again and play like he did just a couple of years ago, where had a nice renaissance with this team. They could also just he could just kind of fall apart because of the team drafting two quarterbacks in the last two drafts to potentially supplant him at some point. And so then you're looking at maybe Will Levis coming in and stepping in and starting. So, I mean, this would be, you know, if the Titans don't have a good start to the season, this would be about the time that they would maybe think about making a quarterback change to Levis. And that may be advantageous to the Bengals as they kind of try and get their footing and they may play better football down the road. So I think this is a win. It's probably going to be an ugly one because the Titans always play them tough. I cannot wait to see Ted Karras's reaction to the win.
I know. Yeah, I love that. Walking off the field, screaming, mm-hmm. yelling. Absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. I do agree. I would imagine that Ryan Tannehill's playing quarterback at this point in the season because it's only week four. But if he struggles in the first 3 weeks, I know everyone's going to be calling for his head. So
they're going to be doing that anyways. It's part of the reason I think it's going to go the way it's going to go is if any error he makes instantly. Yeah. The same thing we saw with the Steelers when they drafted Pickett. It's going to be an instant call to put Levis out there. So either we're dealing with a quarterback who has a guillotine over his head or a brand new quarterback who's still feeling out the league. I just don't see that offense clicking.
There's really no receiving threat. They don't have AJ Brown anymore. I don't even know who their receivers are, to be honest with you. But I think the Bengals take this one. Is a team that runs the ball well is not going to beat a downfield passing team. That's just kind of the way it is. Even if it's in Tennessee, it might be an ugly game, but I think the Bengals win this game. So 4-0, Kevin, you're bumming me out, man, with the loss.
It's 3-1. It's killing me. Yeah, I know. All
right, and then,
it's realistic, though.
Yeah. And then week five. Let's see. Week five is October 8th on the road, 4:05 p.m. at the Arizona Cardinals. One of two teams that most people believe it's either the Texans or the Cardinals are the worst team in the NFL. Yep. I don't think Kyler Murray is going to be playing in this game. I can't imagine that he would be. So that would mean Colt McCoy, as far as I think Colt McCoy is the backup there still. So I think the Bengals go in to Arizona, their second road game in a row, and I think they win this game easily. So as long as they're healthy at this point. So I have them going 5-0 to start the season. What about you, Anthony? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. I think the Cardinals are rebuilding. I think Kyler's going to make it interesting. He's coming off a big injury, right? So, we'll have to see exactly where he's at. But, I think they'll keep it interesting for a period of time. But, yeah, I'm in agreement. I think the Cardinals are rebuilding. And this, I'm probably going to go to this game.
That's right.
Yeah, because it's pretty close to me. I've got some family there and stuff. So I'm probably going to go to that game. October in Arizona is beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh, I bet.
It's like 80s. It's perfect. So, I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to seeing a win, which I think is going to be the case here.
Okay. Kevin?
I'm going to go blowout on this one. I think there's almost no chance the Bengals lose this one. I know I don't want to jinx it and everything, but Kyler Murray.
Don't say it like that.
I know, but it's hard to see the path to victory for the Cardinals. They are rebuilding. They don't have the talent on either side of the ball, really. Without Kyler Murray, even if he makes some miraculous recovery, he's not going to be running around that backfield making people miss. He's going to be much less mobile. And I don't think we're going to see him on the field anyways. I think this is going to be one of our easier wins. And I don't think there's much more to say about it.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, then, they're really like, it's not a fun matchup. I just think they're going to beat them.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then they come back home, their last game before the bye, and they play the Seattle Seahawks. This is a tough game for me just because, I mean, they're back home. I'm personally going to say that they win this game. I think they're better than Seattle. I think Joe Burrow is better than Geno Smith, and they have a better team from top to bottom. But the Seahawks are not a slouch by any means. Geno Smith played very well last year. I'm rooting for him. I'm excited for him. I could see the Seahawks coming here and really giving the Bengals a lot of trouble, but I say at home the week before the bye, the Bengals pull it out. What about you, Anthony? What do you think?
I'm inclined to agree with you, but I don't know that the Bengals rattle off 6 wins in a row to start the season before the bye week. I don't know that that's realistic. I'll give them a loss here, and I'm doing that strictly because I don't know. It's not so much this specific opponent or this specific game. I just feel like being 6-0 at their bye, going into their bye, would be I don't know, the way they've started seasons the last couple of years, and even when their team has been very good. I don't know that I believe that 6-0 is. I mean, it's achievable for sure, but I don't know if it's fully realistic. So I'll have them at 5-1 here at this point.
Okay, Kevin, what about you?
I am winning. I think it's going to be a very close game, honestly. I think that right around this time is when Njigba and Charbonnet, their two new picks, are going to start really getting into the system, start really clicking with it. I think that they're going to be doing a bunch of stuff with those players that we haven't seen before. It's going to be very difficult to scout. But I do think we come away with the win. I think we're going to be pushing into that bye. But I do think just ultimately on a, we are the better team, and I think we take it. And since the game was lost earlier, I don't have the 6-0 problem. I already gave them their loss before the bye.
All right. Well, heading into the bye, I have them at 6-0. Kevin has them 5-1. And Anthony has them at 5-1, which means that I am the better fan. So now that they're in the bye, we're going to take a quick break for the one and only commercial that we ever run. And we'll be right back to finish out, to go into this, I guess, the second and third, whatever. We'll be right back.
Eastgate Smiles Dental Care is a warm and welcoming environment where expertise and customer service come together. As a local business, they love helping their fellow Cincinnatians manage their oral health and achieve a perfect smile. They pair the latest technology with years of experience to give you a smile worth showing off. They are dedicated to quality and convenience and can even perform dental crown procedures the same day in most cases. You like your smile, but they are here to help you love it. They personalize your care and match your needs. Call them today at 513-528-1150 to learn what they can do for your pearly whites.
All right, welcome back. So again, Anthony Cosenza is joining us from the Orange and Black Insider, and we are going through the schedule. Each of us are picking winners at this point. After the bye week, I have them at 6-0, and then both Anthony and Kevin have them at 5-1. Which brings us to the road game right after the bye. It's the San Francisco 49ers. Anthony, are you going to be going to that game?
I'm going to try to. Yeah, I'm going to try to go to that one. Yeah.
That'll be a good one. That'll be a great one.
Yep. Anthony, what do you think is going to happen in that game?
Oh, man. I'm thinking about what I've said. You know, they have questions at quarterback. Do the 49ers, right? I mean, it's kind of like, who are they going to go with? Is that person going to be effective? I mean, so part of me thinks that there's a vulnerability there for them to exploit that was not there the last time these two teams faced. I mean, I know Jimmy G has his flaws, but the Niners were playing pretty well under him the last time these two teams faced, and that game was pretty crazy also, even though it was ugly at times too. But at first blush, I want to say loss, but now I'm kind of thinking, you know, maybe this is something they can sneak one out of there. The Niners roster is stacked. We know that. It's really just about the quarterback, and if they can figure that out, they've been able to get by with a lot of different guys really the past couple of years. So I could really go either. I could be talked either way into this one. But I will say I think the Bengals maybe win this one. I'm trying to remember the last time the Bengals beat the 49ers. Can you guys remember?
No.
You know, I was thinking about this recently. I mean, it was not 21. It was not a couple of years before that when they came to Cincinnati, right? Week two of Zach Taylor's rookie year, 19. And then I remember a Thursday night game a while ago or Saturday night game or something. I went to it. They lost. Chris Henry caught a touchdown in that. I just can't remember the last time they beat the Niners.
No, it's been a while.
2015, yeah. December 20th, 2015, the Bengals won 24-14. And then before that.
Oh, that's with McCarron. McCarron was the quarterback in that one. That's right.
And then before that.
I think they beat Garcia and Kevin Barlow or something.
Yeah, win before 2015 was in 2003. And then before that, it was 99. So they have historically had trouble with the Niners for sure. But you think they're going to win this game? You're gonna say win, right?
I mean, really, for me, it's a coin flip. I think the Niners are very. This is probably outside of their division games. It's probably their toughest game on the schedule. But I don't know. It's just kind of like maybe they're due. You know?
Okay. Kevin, what about you?
I think they're gonna win. I agree. I think the Niners are scary. I think almost anybody can slot in quarterback and have at least a reasonable amount of. I'd probably throw a touchdown in that offense.
To a running back, right?
But I think
to a running back. It's got to be a screen. Has to be a screen pass.
I can't go beyond about 10 yards. And that's about all you're going to get out of me. I think the bye week is the kicker between the two. I think coming out the bye, we're going to be rested. We're going to have 2 weeks to prepare for them. I think that's what weighs the average, but I agree. It's generally a coin flip. I think the 49ers are scary, but I do think we come away with a win.
On paper, I think the 49ers are one of the scariest teams in the NFL. And you have George Kittle, you got Debo Samuel, who does everything. You got Christian McCaffrey, who's not only a running back, but he's a great receiver. You got Brandon Ayuk, who's a great wide receiver. You got a good offensive line. You have a great defense. It just comes down to what they do. Is it going to be Trey Lance, or is it going to be Brock Purdy? And I mean, Brock Purdy came in and kind of shocked everybody as Mr. Irrelevant and, wait, I think they went to the AFC or the NFC Championship game last year before they lost to the – is that right? Before when they lost the Eagles in the NFC Championship game? I think. Oh, either way. They played great. I'm going to say the Bengals lose this game. If they're at home, I think they win, but they're out on the West Coast. This is one of the few teams that can kind of compete with them at several different positions. So I say they lose this game. So now that brings us all to 6-1. And then they come back home for two games on November 5th. November 5th is a Sunday night football game at home against the Buffalo Bills. They absolutely dismantled the Bills in the playoffs last year. And then I don't know if the Bills are going to be looking for a measure of revenge. I think the Bengals took a step forward from last year. I think they'll be better. I think the Bills have taken a step back. So I'm going to say the Bengals win this game. Anthony, what do you think?
I'm in agreement. And this one's in Cincy, right? So I'm in agreement with you there. I think this may be, if I'm able to get out to a game in Cincinnati, this may be the one I target there. I'd like to go out for this one. But, you know, obviously there's a lot of stuff with this matchup based on what happened in the regular season matchup last year, the two teams being very good, and then what happened in the postseason. The Bengals really took it to them. But I think you saw – despite the tragedy that occurred in that, I think you saw a theme that was occurring with these two teams. I think the Bengals were poised to have a really good night against the Bills in that game as well. They were kind of having their way early. And then they go to Buffalo in the snow and just absolutely hammer them. I mean, in every phase, just absolutely hammered them in Buffalo. Buffalo's a very good team. But I think it's one of those things where you're two really good teams, but you don't match. It's like the Bengals and the Browns. Yeah. You may be better than them from a roster standpoint. For some reason, the matchup doesn't sync up and it doesn't go your way. I think that's what this is to the Bills when they go up against the Bengals. I just think even though Bills are a good team, the matchup just does not work in their favor at all.
Okay. Kevin, what about you?
I agree with everything you said. I think that we're going to take this one. I do think it's going to be – there's a couple factors that could go against us. Coming off the 49ers, it's going to be a hard-fought game. Right into the Bills, it's going to – and plus Bills, revenge game, everything else. They're going to be playing their hearts out. They're going to be, I don't know, gunning for us. I can see them taking a little extra time in the week before to prepare for us, something we won't be able to do because of the 49ers. But I do think the matchup just seems to favor us. I think we beat the Bills. But I do think it's going to be a lot closer than either of them. Our second to last matchup looked and our last matchup was. I think they're going to come out swinging. Okay. I think we take it.
All right. And then they stay home November 12th at 1 o'clock. They host the Houston Texans, who, depending on how you ask, are either the worst or second worst team in the league. Kevin, what do you think happens here? This is their last. I think this is, like, looking at the schedule, this is kind of the last break they get, because the last third or so is pretty rough. But
yeah,
I don't know. What do you think happens here?
It's almost not worth talking about. They're incredibly bad. Well, it is. I'm not trying to be. Yeah, but they're just an incredibly bad team. We're going to beat them in every phase of the game. It's not going to be a blowout because there's a pretty good chance we're going to sit a lot of our starters by about midway through the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter. I think that's the game we're looking at. They did that a few times last year, and this is another game we're probably going to see Burrow on that bench sometime in the fourth quarter.
All right. Anthony, what about you? Does Trevor Siemian make an appearance in this game?
This it might be hot take alert time for me.
Okay.
This game is my least favorite game on this schedule. I'm going to tell you why. Who they play? What was the game we just talked about? The prior week's opponent.
Bills.
The Bills. The Bills. Yep.
In prime time.
Yep. Right?
Who's the game after the Texans?
The Ravens. In
prime time.
Prime time. Yep.
Crap game. That's what you're saying.
This game is situated at a really, really poor area of the schedule. I hate this game. How it played out for them. Here's the other thing. This is maybe I've just been a follower of the Bengals too long. I've watched too many Bengals games. This is one of those, like, you know, rookie head coach building the culture. This is the signature win game, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to say the Bengals win. I just do not like anything about this game. And I think even if they win, it'll probably be I don't know that it's going to be rest the starters for two quarters, et cetera. It could be that. But I think this game has problems written all over it. I really do. You've got a rookie quarterback that now will have basically a half a season under his belt, probably by that point. I just – nothing about this game. I'm almost just like, just get a win and get out. I mean
– Stay healthy.
I don't like anything about that game and where it's situated on the schedule.
So, yeah, I do agree. I mean, it does have trap game written all over it. I hope that the Bengals are coached well enough and they have, you know, the right kind of attitude in the locker room that they won't fall into a trap. But
they've proven that they can avoid it, right?
Right.
Zach Taylor and his team, they've proven that they can avoid it much better than Marvin Lewis teams in the past. But and so maybe I'm just hanging on to past narratives that I shouldn't.
You've been Bengalized.
I don't like it, that it's sandwiched in between those two games because emotions and the stakes of those two games are going to be huge.
Yep.
And then you got this clunker sitting right in between them. I just don't like that.
Right. I do agree. I could see this being an ugly game, but I think I could see this being one of those things where, you know, the Bengals are down by 10 in the third quarter and just an ugly game. And then they come back and they win, you know, kind of scare everybody.
Field goal or something. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But I do think it's going to be a win. Which brings us all to 8-1, heading into the next game on November 16th, which is, let's see, Thursday Night Football. So, yeah, they got a short rest here. They go to Baltimore to M&T Bank Stadium to take on the Ravens for the second time. Kevin, what do you think happens here?
I have this one as our win versus the Ravens. And it's funny because me and Anthony are thinking the same things and coming to a different conclusion. Where I understand, I understand the point you're making about it being a trap game, because I do kind of agree that we're going to be spending, especially with it being a Thursday night game, we're going to be spending a lot of our resources looking ahead to the Ravens.
That's the other thing. Short week, yep. Too, right? Yeah.
With that, I think we are not going to treat the Texans seriously. I still think we're going to win. I think we're just going to out-athlete them, but that's going to bring us up to the Ravens. And it's funny because I made the argument the Ravens are going to play the Texans and they won't have to take that seriously, and then they're going to move on to us, and now it flips, literally, where I don't think we're going to take the Texans seriously. However that pans out is how it pans out, but it's going to give us the prep time to take it back to the Ravens, and I think we're going to win by at least a touchdown.
Okay. Anthony, what about you?
Yeah, I have a loss here. Maybe they don't lose to the Texans, but that short week, and I think there's some give there. The only caveat is, how healthy is Lamar Jackson at this point in the season, right? I mean, right. He has shown that in that middle late portion of the season, the past couple of years, he's had injury issues, and it's his style of play, and he's electric. He can do it all. He's awesome. But you know, this is around that time where it's like, oh, he's got an ankle. Oh, he's got a knee or something, which has been the case. That would be the only caveat to kind of monitor here. But I just think, because I mostly have the team kind of splitting in the division again for the most part, I think this is where they drop one.
Okay. Yeah, I think on a short week heading to Baltimore, if Lamar Jackson's healthy, I think the Ravens take this game. I think they sweep everyone in the division except for the Ravens. But yeah, I think the Ravens take this game. Just, you know, it's tough to play on the road in general in the NFL, and it's tough on a short week. A division rival in a primetime game. M&T Bank Stadium's nuts. I mean, it gets crazy there. So, and plus, you know, the last time, we'll have played them this year, but the Ravens are, there's this huge, if Lamar Jackson plays in the playoffs, you guys lose and whatever, you know, there's just a kind of a, I don't know if you want to call it it's more of a rivalry right now because these two teams are the best two teams in the division. But I say the Ravens take this one. So I just want to make sure I have this right first. Kevin, you have just one loss so far, right? Which is the Ravens in week two.
Yes.
Right. Okay. All right. I wanted to make sure I had that right. Okay. So yeah, so I have them, Anthony and I have them 8-2. Kevin has them 9-1, which heads to the Steelers November 26th. This is the first time they're playing the Steelers all the way in week 12, 1 p.m. game at home. Anthony, what happens here?
I think they win. I know you're talking about, Jason, you had mentioned that you have them basically sweeping everyone in the division except the Ravens. I completely understand that notion, and I think there's a lot of merit to that, but I think this is a win because it's at home. The Bengals have traditionally, well, I guess I should save this for the next Steelers game we're going to talk about, but I think this one is a win. I think this one's a win for the Bengals. I don't think that the Steelers roster has made leaps and bounds. I think they have improved off of a weak roster last year, and they had a winning record last year. So, I mean,
yep.
The Steelers are the Steelers, man. That's kind of my argument, but I do think this one's a win.
Okay. Kevin?
I also think it's a win. I think it's going to be a hard game. I think coming off the Ravens especially, I think even though it's the fact that we're home that kicked me into the win column.
And longer week. Right.
I think coming off the Ravens is going to be hard. I think we're probably going to be beat up. We're going to be feeling it. Division games in the North always leave both sides battered and bruised. But I do think – I just don't believe in the Steelers. I think they're in that – they're starting to look like they're in that hole that we spent a decade in of being just good enough to not ever be able to actually improve. I did like the draft. I'm not certain how it's all going to play out, but I just don't believe in Pickett, and it really comes down to that for me. So I have us winning this one.
I need to invest money anytime we talk about Pickett to raise tiny little hands up into the camera. Like, my hands are too big, but if I had like little doll hands to like hold up near, you know what I mean? I think Kenny Pickett is a rich man's Andy Dalton. I think he's going to be a game manager. I don't think he's going to be a world beater. I think if you surround him with the right guys, he could win. I think that Mike Tomlin's a good coach. I think the Steelers had a good offseason, but I think the Steelers are going to be tough in another year or two. I don't think they're there yet this year. So I think the Bengals win this game and go 9-2. Kevin, you have it 10-1. Anthony at 9-2. And then it kind of brings us to an interesting – well, I mean, all these games are interesting, but another Monday night game on the road, the number one overall pick from 2020, Joe Burrow, versus the number one overall pick from 2021, Trevor Lawrence. A lot of people like this, or a lot of people are excited about this matchup. It's kind of the two best quarterback product or prospects to come out of the draft over the last several years are going to go head to head. And Trevor Lawrence really came on strong through a nightmare season for the, I mean, it was just, it was a train wreck down in Jacksonville, and you know, they kind of came away and they did really well. So I have the Bengals winning this game. Just kind of the same deal that I just don't think the Jacksonville Jaguars are there yet, but I think this is going to be a tough game. I could see it going either way, but I have the Bengals winning this game. Anthony, what do you think?
So this is one of those games that I think, you know, the NFL should – well, let me back up. The question here is if Jacksonville – was last year lightning in a bottle like it was a couple of years ago with Blake Bortles and they can't sustain success, or are they onto something good? They got the coach, they got the quarterback, right? That's the question. I'm inclined to believe it's the latter. I think Trevor Lawrence is too good. You saw everything he did in college. He was amazing. And you know, their coach has him going in a good direction. They have the, I think the wide receiver that they got from Atlanta, Calvin Ridley. I think they got him coming back now this year. So, I mean, they've got some talent. If the NFL, I think the NFL, if you're going to do kind of a interdivision fun game to put on primetime every year, I think it's Bengals, Jacksonville and Bengals Chargers. I think those are two games, just high watchable football, probably a lot of points, that sort of thing. That being said, I think, I'm looking at the last handful of games. I think this is a win. I told myself I knew what record I was going to give them, and I think I might be a little more generous than I initially thought. But I think this is a win just for right now, because I don't know if the Jags have proven that they can sustain success, although I think what they have set up, they will. I think this has an opportunity to be a really fun game to watch, though.
Okay. All right, Kevin, what about you?
I'm giving them a loss on this one. I think it's going to be a really close game. This is much more one of those, like, you look, you start making notes, you start trying to figure out where you're at, and you realize that the amount of success you have this team having is too much. It's unrealistic. And so you go back and you try to find the games that you aren't so certain about. I think the Jags are the real deal. I think they're going to be very, very good next season. I think that coming off two division games, we are not going to be in the best shape. We're not going to be come out swinging ready for this. And I think they hand us a loss. I do think we're the better team, but you got to pick your losses somewhere. And I'm giving Jags the win on this one.
Is there any reason we can't go undefeated?
No, there's not. That's the thing. That's the absolute truth of this. You could look at the schedule and you could convince yourself, and without stretching really, that we could walk away 17-0, because we are, in my opinion, at least the second best team in the NFL. And you could argue, I mean, the way we've handled the Chiefs in the past, that whether they're better on paper or Mahomes versus Burrow, we do seem to generally be better than them, at least when it matters. It's always 3 points. It's barely there. But we're not Chiefs. Going 17-0. We're not going 17. Huh?
Chiefs fans can't fight with facts. Four, what is it? 3-1 or 4-1? 3-1 against Mahomes? 3-1? Yeah. Fight me.
I don't think you're watching, man.
No, I don't think so either.
So I do think we're the better team, but I am trying to pick where I think it could go wrong for them. And I think maybe two division games, walking into Jaguars, I think they take it. And I think Burrow versus Lawrence is back on the table as a future rivalry, and football's more fun for it.
All right. Well, that puts us all, I have them winning, beating the Jaguars. That puts us all at 10-2. And then they come back home and they play the Colts in week 14 on December 10th at 1 p.m. We don't know if we're going to see Anthony Richardson could be starting at this point. I mean, I would assume maybe. I don't know. But the Colts are another one of those teams that's kind of rebuilding. They got on this, you know, we're going to sign all these aging vets. You know, we're going to sign Carson Wentz and we're turn around and sign Matt Ryan, and neither of those worked out. They got Jonathan Taylor. You know, they have a pretty decent team. They've just been missing the piece at quarterback. So for me at home against the Colts, I'm going to say the Bengals win this game with the number one seed in their crosshairs, basically. This is a team they should absolutely beat, whether they're on the road or at home. But I have them winning this game at this point. Anthony, what do you think?
I think this is a convincing win. You know what's interesting about this year's schedule? Obviously, division games notwithstanding, you're starting to enter territory of games where Burrow plays the team twice or is facing them for another time after he lost to them previously. I'm pointing at the Rams. He didn't play the Cardinals or the Seahawks last time they played. Talking about the 49ers rematching that, you know. So we're talking about, you know, Burrow. What I mean by this is Burrow kind of has this Brady effect, or, you know, whatever comparisons you want to make there. The greats don't regularly lose to similar opponents. When they lose, they usually come back with a win or, you know, that sort of thing. I'm really interested to see how Burrow plays against these teams, particularly once, if you remember, in his, I think it was his rookie year, he had a pretty good game against the Colts in Indy. Yep. And then he threw a last minute interception in that one, that cost him. I think the Bengals came all the way back in that one or something, or they had a big lead and then lost it. I think it was more what happened. Anyway, the total kind of sidebar, but I am interested in that. This is one of those games that is kind of one of those contests that he lost early in his career. And now, you know, how does he respond against a similar opponent type of thing? But I don't think the Colts have a ton of talent. I think, you know, they'll be scrappy, but I think this is going to be a pretty convincing win for the Bengals here.
All right, Kevin.
We'll be right in the middle of Anthony Richardson's rookie of the year push. He'll be dominating everyone. This is a gimme. I don't think the Colts. I think you gave the Colts too much credit, Jason, when you were introducing them. Okay. I think give them a few years, see where they're at. But I think this is gonna be a convincing win. It's football that matters. We know how Burrow handles football that matters. Two score victory, easy.
That's what I mean. That's kind of what I mean about the mindset, though. What you said about how, you know, Burrow performs in games that matter. It's also the mindset of, you think he forgets that he lost to these? I mean, the way he operates. Right. You think he forgets that he lost to some of these teams and the way that he lost to them? He's just built different, and I think that this kind of stuff that's the kind of stuff that sticks with him. And so I think he's, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm interested to see the response to some of these that he lost earlier in his career.
I agree with you there. All right, so. The schedule kind of – it's not 100% complete. So week 15, the Bengals are at home against the Vikings. We don't know what day or time. We're kind of getting into that flex territory. So right now on the official schedule, it's listed as to be determined. The Vikings are a good team. Kirk Cousins is the most aggressively mediocre quarterback. He, like, when in like the spectrum of mediocre, he's the very high end of mediocre, you know. But they got Justin Jefferson. They picked up and they lost. Who's the wide receiver they lost? They lost somebody. They lost Adam Thielen. They lost Adam Thielen, but they turned around. They drafted Jordan Addison, I think. They got TJ Hawkinson.
They're also talking about trading Cook, right?
Yeah, they're talking about trading Dalvin Cook. It's kind of a mix-in situation. I actually wrote an article about that today that he's due, and he produced more than Mixon did last year, but he's due like $15 million this year, and they could save $9 million by cutting him. They took him off the Twitter masthead. They put Alexander Mattison on the Twitter masthead. So I think it's a done deal. It's going to happen. But I also think that the Vikings have a good offense and they have let their defense fall back behind. They didn't really do anything in the offseason to help the defense. So I'm going to go win here at home against the Vikings. Kevin, what about you? What do you think?
I also have a win. I think Flores is going to be the biggest thing as far as that defense. I do think he'll turn it around to a certain extent, but I'm just not certain they have the playmakers or the firepower for it to matter. I think coming off the Colts as well, I think that this will be, I mean, it'll be a hard fought game. The Vikings aren't by any stretch a bad team. They're a pretty good team, but they're pretty good. And right again, I do feel like we like put Burrow on a pedestal a little bit, but that's I know that's what I mean. I can't help it. It's hard to remain objective. I know the type of football both Burrow and this team has, what this team has turned into under Burrow, tend to play when it matters. And we're getting into the stretch here. I think they're going to be eye in the one seed. I think that they are going to be playing the best football we've seen them play at this point, period, under Burrow. I think this team, barring injuries, is going to be scary by this point. And I think we're just going to whoop the Vikings, despite the fact that they're actually a pretty good team.
Okay. Anthony, what about you? What do you think?
This is one of those games I'm like, well, maybe this is a loss. I don't know. But I do think the Bengals are a superior team. There was an argument made, I think it was maybe by Kay Adams on her Up and Adams show recently that I saw on Twitter, that was, you know, are they basically, you know, pardon the pun, but paper tigers, or are they, you know, are they a house of cards? You know, are they a lot of flash and a lot of wins? I mean, last year, how many wins did they have? Like 13 or 12? They had a lot of wins last year, didn't they?
Yeah.
And what, first round exit, right? So
to the Giants.
Yeah. So and then you lose Thielen. Thielen's been, I know some of the production hasn't been there the last, I guess, year or so, right, to justify the big paycheck. And of course he's on the north end of 30. So that hurts, but that's a big loss, man. That is a big loss for them. And, you know, then you're also talking about potentially trading away Dalvin Cook. He's been an uber productive player for them. So it's hard for me to, you know, I think they're a good team. And even with those players missing, I think they're still a good team, but it's hard for me to sit here and go like, you know, they're going to go in and beat the Bengals with the personnel losses that they suffered and kind of how their season ended last year. So I think this could be a loss for the Bengals because the Vikings are still a quality team, but I will chalk this up as a win.
Okay. I'll enjoy watching Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and Justin Jefferson on the same field at the same time again. So just that LSU team, super team. Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow, Travis Etienne. I don't know, insane. All right, so that brings us to 12-2, all of us across the board, and then they go to Week 15. To Pittsburgh at a 4:30. So that means like a nationally televised, I guess, the game of the week. 4:30 p.m. at Pittsburgh. Anthony, what do you think happens here?
Loss. Okay. I'm Heinz Field, December. Bengals got him the first time around. Say what you want about the roster quality, maybe a rebuild, retool, whatever year you want to call it. The Steelers in December play good football. They just do. And they win games at the end of the year. Last year, I mean, I'm just going off of my memory. I think they were kind of somewhat below 500 throughout the middle part of the year. And then they went on that heater at the end of the year to get above 500 and Tomlin keep that streak alive. So the year prior, they had a dog doo-doo roster and they made the playoffs, right, with Ben and Ben's last year. They just know how to win. They know how to win games late. They may not make it into the playoffs. They may not make it far into the playoffs. If they make it there, I just think this is a tough game. So I say loss for the Bengals here.
Okay, Kevin?
Loss. I don't like it either. I agree with everything he said. I think by this point, the draft picks are going to be clicking. I think they're going to be a much more cohesive team the way they always seem to be about halfway through the season. I think that there's a chance. I think we're the better team. I still think everything from the past means that we tend to split with the Steelers. We tend to split with the Ravens. I mean, I have us sweeping the Browns. No big reveal. But I do think we lose to the Steelers.
Okay. I'm going to say win just because I think that the Bengals are not that team anymore, that Marvin Lewis team that, you know, drops winnable games against teams they should beat, you know, and not to say the Steelers are going to be bad at this point in the season. You know, I expect their offseason to be paying off, you know, their rookies to be performing, you know, Kenny Pickett, I think is going to take a step forward, but I do think the Bengals win this game. I think they sweep the Steelers this year. So I'm going to say 13-2, you guys are at 12-3. And then that takes us to the New Year's Eve game. The biggest game, well, some would say the biggest game of the season, at Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead Stadium, 4:25 p.m., another nationally televised game. Anthony, what do you think here?
Win. I think this team, they I don't want to say they didn't take it seriously last year, but, you know, with the Burrowhead stuff and just a lot, the mayor, there was a lot. And I think that this year it's going to be like, this is the game. This is the game. This is the opponent. Hopefully, if they do win this one and they face them again in the playoffs, it's a similar result. I think they've got this one absolutely circled on the schedule, as probably do the Chiefs.
Yep.
But I think that this, again, Burrow loses to a team. How does the team respond, especially in a high-profile game like that? First time losing to Mahomes in that AFC Championship game. I think they'll be it'll be a close one. It'll be a good one, but I think the Bengals will take this one.
All right. Kevin, what about you?
I'm right there with you. I think they're going to take this very, very seriously. I think they were having a lot of fun last time, and I think we were all having a lot of fun till we lost. Other than the Bear stuff, he did much better this season. The last social media thing he did was at least kind of funny because he was referencing
it. Yeah.
Stupidity. But yeah, I have us winning. I think we've improved, and I think the Chiefs are pretty much the same team. I think some of their rookies are going to step up, be a little bit better. I think their tackles are worse. I think we take it. I think it's going to be a close, close game. But I think that the last loss is going to eat at this team all season.
Someone's car's getting jacked.
Eat this team all season. I think you're going to be staring ahead to it. Exactly the reverse of what happened last season, where I think the Chiefs took us real serious. I think we're going to do the reverse. I think we're going to
take. Okay. So
and it's going to be by like 3 points again because
I just want to say this rivalry has just gotten really. I mean, it's gotten really strong, but it's gotten really petty. It's gotten to the point where they're poaching each other's players. Yeah. I mean, it's like what? I mean, it is getting kind of out of control. So, but I love it. I love it. So except for the last result, I didn't love it.
Right. So, I think that we could all agree that had the Bengals had their full strength offensive line from last year, I think they win the AFC Championship game last year. Do you guys agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. I say as long as the Bengals are relatively healthy here, you know, by week 17, the NFL, everyone's banged up, you know, to injuries, unless it's a major injury, like quarterback or something like that. There's just not an excuse anymore. As long as the Bengals are relatively healthy, I think they win this game. You know, the Chiefs have something to protect. You know, I think that they're saying, oh, you know, we beat them last time. The Bengals, I think, are just going to come in here with like a wrecking ball. They just want to break it, you know? So I say they take this game, like you guys have kind of alluded to with Joe Burrow, with the mindset. You know, I think it's that 3-point loss in the AFC Championship last year is going to be kind of seared into their memory. I think they come out here. I see them going 14-2 at this point, and I think this game locks them the number one seed in the AFC. Maybe for the first time ever, I think it is the first time ever they would have the number one seed in the playoffs, which takes us to week 18. At home versus the Browns. Anthony, what do you think?
I think it's a loss. I have them splitting with the Browns. This one, you know, while it's at home, who knows who's resting, who's not? Who knows what's at stake, what's not? You know, I mean, the Bengals took it to the Ravens last year in the hopefully no coin flips are at stake, for God's sake. Yeah. But, you know, they took it to the Ravens at the end of the year last year. So it's like, you know, but that was even kind of like, well, they were playing with kind of like backups and somewhat starters and all, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like week one. It's a wild card at this point. And I have them kind of splitting across the division. So I'm going to stay true to that. And I think it puts them one game improvement over last year. I believe, I think they were 12-5 last year. Yep. So I would have them at about 13-4. I think this is kind of their ceiling for me. 13 wins is their ceiling. That's where I got them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Evan, about you?
I want to go down as a win, but that's with a huge asterisk, because this entirely depends on if this game even matters. If this game doesn't matter, it's a loss. But I think they can beat them if they put the whole team out there, if they try. I think they're going to take the Browns. I think they're going to sweep the Browns this year. But depending on seed implications and everything else, this could just as easily be a throwaway game. If that's the case, the Browns win. But because they can win, I'm marking them down as a win. I have them total going 14-3.
Okay. So I had them at 14-3 heading into this game. 14-2, sorry, heading into this game, having locked up the number one seed with a win at the Chiefs. So I'm going to say that the Bengals sit their starters and they give this game away. So there we see. We have 14-3 from me, 14-3 with a huge asterisk from Kevin, and 13-4 from Anthony. But yeah, I think that they lose this game. They split with the Ravens. They split with the Browns mainly because they sit everybody, you know. And maybe the Browns at this point in the season, maybe they're fighting for a wild card spot, that number 7 seed or something like that. But yeah, I think the Bengals win the number one seed. Anthony, do you have them at 13-4? Do you think that they have the number one seed here or no?
I think it's possible. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I think they will be vying for it by the time the end of the year comes with that record. But I think that's about their ceiling. You know, I'm inclined to maybe even throw in another loss there. I think they're right around 12 or 13 wins at top. You know, I mean, okay. their division's just too tough. I mean, that's putting basically one non-division loss, how I had it. And I, based on the opponents, I mean, I know the Bengals are going to be very good, but, you know, that may be a stretch. Yeah. So I think 13 is kind of the ceiling there.
Okay. All right. I have them at 14-3. Kevin has them at 14-3-ish. Anthony has them at 13-4. all right. So one hot take for the whole season. I just want one from everybody. My hot take: Joe Burrow wins MVP this year. The headband
that's
thing.
It's not a hot take. That's Vegas odds.
Okay. So maybe it's not a hot take. Maybe it's not a hot take because it is the Vegas odds. But I'm just going to say that's my hot take. It's Bengals. Joe Burrow wins MVP. And I don't want to say the other hot take I had because it'll just jinx everything. But Anthony, what about you? Do you have a hot take for the season?
Well, I had one about the Texans game, right? I mean,
that's true.
I feel like that's one, but I feel like if things fall into place and they stay healthy and all of that, I think that this has as high of a year as any in their history for them to win a Super Bowl. I think I really, really do. I think there's some questions at safety, obviously, and some other questions, but they've really shored up depth. And even if there's an issue at right tackle, they may have others waiting in the wings and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know. I just feel that this team right now is as poised as it's ever been to potentially win a Super Bowl.
Okay. Kevin?
That's not my hot take, but I completely agree. I just want to piggyback on that. I think next year there's going to be a significant drop off on defense as we start to recoup and rebuild and everything. We always talk about like, this is our window. This is the year that we're the best we're going to be for at least a year or two after this. With Burrow, with this offense, we're always going to be in contention. But this is the best Bengals team we have seen in a very long time. And I think this is the one that's going to take us to the Super Bowl. I don't think that's a hot take. So my hot take is that Joe Mixon is relegated to RB2 by about 2/3 of the way through the season. I love Brown. I think he's going to be exactly what this team needs. I'm not saying he's a 3-down back. I am saying he's the running back this team needs. They need somebody who breaks out, and they need somebody who can block. And if you have both those things, it's going to implement the passing game, and we're going to see Chase Brown, whether it's on paper or not, effectively be RB1 before the end of the season.
That is a hot take. You like him because his last name. All right.
I can't wear a jersey with my last name on it, man. There you go.
That's right. I need him to draft.
Because I will be getting that jersey.
Yeah, as you should. All right. Again, we were joined by Anthony Cosenza. Anthony, thank you very much for joining us today. Hit the like button, subscribe, all that stuff. The Orange and Black Insider. Anthony does an incredible job with everything there.
Well, you guys do awesome also. I appreciate what you guys have brought to
thank you.
The channel, the show. Absolutely. You guys are killing it.
Well, thank you. Did someone is your car still there? Is that was that your car alarm? I'm assuming.
I think the kids were hitting the car alarm.
Oh, okay, yeah. Gotcha. All right. Yeah. Well, that's it for us. Again, this was Three and Out, brought to you by CincyJungle.com and sponsored by Eastgate Smiles. Again, Anthony, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
For Anthony, for Kevin, I'm Jason, and we'll see you next week.